USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Let's get some more coronavirus vaccine information. USA Radio News Jeremy Scott reports.
People with underlying health conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients. Also, people with weakened immune systems not related to COVID and those with autoimmune conditions may receive the vaccine as well, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The United Kingdom government announced last week that the developers of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine had submitted their data to the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Approval is expected to be on January 4th. The efficacy of the AstraZeneca vaccine is 70%, compared to the 95% efficacy reported by Pfizer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Government officials continue to warn Americans about the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by the British drug company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has achieved a winning formula for efficacy, the company's chief executive, Pascal Soyo, said on Sunday. The vaccine, currently being evaluated by Britain's independent medicines regulator, provides 100% protection against severe COVID disease requiring hospitalization. Approval is expected to be granted to roll out the shot on January 4th, the Sunday Telegraph newspaper reported. According to the Sunday Times, video game developer Richard Garriott, while traveling to the International Space Station in 2008, brought with him ashes belonging to actor James Doohan, a.k.a. Scotty of the USS Enterprise.
Change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
The ashes are under the floor of the station's Columbus module. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.